Right now, it is time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, Peter. This is Alina Klein from Sarasota, Florida.
Hey, how are things in Sarasota?
Oh, they're just dandy.
What do you do there?
I am a computer donation program coordinator.
So you people who donate computers and you take them in?
Yeah, pretty much.
Right, as opposed to a program that allows the computer to donate stuff.
You get
home and your computer has donated everything.
Exactly.
Watson! It's nice to have you with us, Alina. You are going to play our game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Alina's topic?
Watch out, world. I'm the Charlie Sheen of public radio.
Everybody's looking for excitement, even Carl. And given enough money and opportunity, there is almost no thrill we cannot buy. And yet, we're still unsatisfied. This week, we read a story about someone going to extremes just to get their heart racing again. Our panelists will tell you three stories about new kinds of excitement, guess the real one, and win our prize. Ready to play?
I am ready, Peter.
All right. First up, let's hear from Charlie Pierce.
Parents in central Wisconsin are alarmed at a rash of injuries resulting from the latest fad among local high school students, full contact or thrash polka. The Saturday night polka has been a cultural staple of the region for almost 200 years now. But recently, younger members of the community have developed a technique of competitive dancing whereby the couples knock each other over and the last couple standing at the end of a number is declared the winner. The couple who wins the most dances at the end of the night wins a cash prize. The music is usually punk or thrash metal, but played on traditional polka instruments. In Baraboo last week, four people were rushed to the hospital after a polka to Motorhead's Ace of Spades resulted in two broken ankles, a dislocated collarbone, and a clarinetist who hyperventilated in the middle of the song. We applaud the enthusiasm, said Wadislav Garboden, the chairman of the Baraboo Polka Association, but the polka is not a battlefield.
Thrash polka in Wisconsin. Your next story of creative thrill-seeking comes from Roxanne Roberts.
Trish Callahan describes herself as a romantic, despite being married three times, each for less than a year, and engaged twice more, all before she was 30 years old. When she accepted her sixth proposal last year, her dad put his foot down, counseling or he wasn't paying for another wedding. Callahan's therapist quickly concluded she has, quote, bridal affective stimulus. She's only really happy when she's planning a wedding. Quote, she loves being a bride, doesn't care much about being a wife, Joseph Fari writes in the New England Journal of Medicine. Callahan gets her highs from the romance of weddings, trying on an estimated 500 wedding dresses, signing up for 23 wedding registries, having 10 showers, and hitting the big time last year with an appearance on TLC's Say Yes to the Dress. Fari believes the glut of bridal reality shows has increased the number of women seeking that nuptial buzz, although Callahan is, to date, his most extreme example. Quote, she's always in love and always gives back the ring, he writes. After counseling, her last engagement was called off, but she's thriving as, you guessed it, a wedding planner.
Getting high from planning a wedding over and over and over. Your last story of extreme recreation comes from Luke Burbank.
Wine is fine, but liquor is quicker, or so the saying goes. Well, it's time to figure out something that rhymes with cobra venom. That's right, according to an article in the January issue of the journal Substance Abuse, which, side note, you seriously better be a doctor if you're taking home delivery of. The new hot club drug could be snake venom. A 52-year-old Indian man allowed a poisonous snake to bite him repeatedly on the arm in order to, quote, experience the kick the other drugs he'd been doing lacked. The man described feeling dizziness and blurred vision, followed by a heightened state of arousal. Because if there's one thing the ladies are looking for, it's a dizzy Indian guy with a really swollen arm. Another man who let a cobra bite him, seeking the same effect, said he felt, quote, a blackout associated with a sense of well-being, lethargy and sleepiness. You know, the good kind of blackout. No word on if the men have continued using the snake bites to get their highs or moved on to even more troubling concoctions like Four Loko.
All right, here are your choices then. Somebody, somewhere, is doing something unusual to get a thrill. Is it from Charlie Pierce, kids dancing to thrash polka in Wisconsin? From Roxanne, a woman who cannot plan too many weddings because she gets so excited when she does? Or from Luke story of people trying to get high by being bit by deadly poisonous snakes. Which of these is the real story of a thrill in the week's news?
Oh, Peter, okay.
All right.
Well, I don't know what they do up in Wisconsin, so I'm going to go with the cobra venom.
You're going to go with the cobra venom. That's Luke's story.
Yep.
All right. Well, that's your choice, is Luke's story. Well, to bring you the correct answer, we spoke to an expert familiar with the real story.
Most people have an aversion to snakes, whether they're venomous or not, and so the prospect of saying, hey, come on over here, why don't we let the snake bite you for a good time, I think most people would not take you up on that offer.
That was Don Boyer. He's the curator of herpetology at the San Diego Zoo. Congratulations, Alina. You got it right.
Thank you.
You've earned a point for Luke Burbank, Alina, you have, and you've won our prize. Carl Castle will record a greeting for your answering machine, your voicemail, whatever you got. Well done. Thank you so much.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks for playing with us today.
Thrill is gone. Thrill is gone away from me. Thrill is gone.